I'm here. You might want to know this, Jack. Your sunset and sunrise times in the launch checklist are all off by approximately 8 minutes and 30 seconds. That every sunset and sunrise will occur about 8 minutes and 30 seconds sooner than in the launch checklist. That's an approximate number.
Okay, we got you.
Okay, and on page 2-17 of the launch checklist, you're going to want to delete all reference to Honeysuckle, AOS, and LOS, and delete all reference to Canaries, AOS, and LOS.
Okay.
And we want to add an Ascension pass AOS at Ascension 1 plus 54 plus 00, and Ascension LOS will be 02 0016.
Okay, Bob, you're going to have to repeat that.
Okay, stand by. Let me give you a page. On 2-17, let's go Hawaii AOS first of all. On a Hawaii AOS on page 2-17, AOS is 01 plus 17 plus 24. Hawaii LOS 01 plus 22 plus 49er.
Gotcha. Now what about the Ascension?
Okay, here, give you the Ascension again now. The AOS 1 plus 54 plus 00. Ascension LOS will be 02 0016. Over.
Okay, I got those. Hawaii is 1 plus 17 plus 24, and LOS is 1 plus 22 plus 49, and Ascension is AOS 1 plus 54 00, and LOS 2 plus 0016.
Roger, Jack. Good copy, and booster's looking good down here, and looking good.
Okay, and I'll do a better job of itemizing those switches. We were pressing pretty hard, and I'll be able to go back and get most of them, I think, and we'll keep an eye on it, on the master alarms.
Roger, Jack. We understand, and I think we copied most of what you said there, and we're working on it.
Okay, Bob, other than that master alarm, all is well in America. I understand the booster's looking good to you.
That's affirmative.
And Bob, let me add that we did get spurious master alarms without switch movement, but many came with switch movements. We've had about 7.
Okay, understand.
That was only after insertion.
7 times that your heart doesn't need, huh?
We were paying attention to a sunset that was the biggest sunrise or something that we saw. It was the biggest rainbow I'd ever seen.
Beautiful. We can't wait to hear what you had to say about that, the ignition on the S2. It sounded pretty spectacular.
Well, just let it be said that was quite a booster ride, and we got a chance a little later.
Roger. We're about ready to lose comm here. You're looking great, guys, and we'll pick you up in Hawaii here shortly.
Okay, we're looking at the deserts of Australia right now, and again, everything's good on board.
Roger. Pick you up at 1-17-24.
Gotcha.
This is Apollo Control. We're coming up now on 1 hour after liftoff for Apollo 17. And as you heard, Capcom Robert Overmeyer reporting to the crew that everything looks good, including the Saturn third stage. Apparently, the indication we had of a possible battery problem in the instrument unit, nothing more than a bad bit of telemetry there. When the booster engineer got a good hard look at the telemetry on this pass, reported everything looked good. We're ready at this point to begin the post-launch press conference at Cape Kennedy. We'll switch to Cape Kennedy now and stand by for that press conference.